short message, one that I hope sticks in your minds for a long, long time, and maybe might even make you hungry, not sure. So, we're coming up to Christmas, we're reading the Christmas story, we're singing the songs we all know so well, and the thing that resonates with me, and I think probably everybody, is hope. This is a story of hope. And what is hope? Hope, I mean, for me, hope is a belief that something is going to change. That whatever is happening now will not happen tomorrow. That I have a purpose here on life. I was created for something. There is a hope. And this story calls to that hope. So the good news is Jesus was born. And just, I mean, I think it's about 2,000 years ago he was born, nearly. And the thing that always kind of sticks out to me is that he was laid in a manger. And that's where I want to focus the message tonight, is the manger. Because we sing the songs, we read it so often, and we say it kind of casually. But what was a manger? And so, other than it being a feeding trough for animals, which I think everybody knows, the manger was made of stone. It's where shepherds would lay food for the animals, farmers, and the mangers were always positioned around livestock. So that was where the livestock would go and eat, they would congregate, they would chew over the food, they would walk away, they would come back. But the manger was always where the flock was. And so the beauty of Jesus being laid in a manger is that he was laid in a place where animals could come eat, but Jesus for us represents a spiritual food. So Jesus was laid somewhere that represents a place to come eat, a place for us to congregate, a place for us to come and meet him and come as often as we want. Just like the animals, they would walk up to the manger, the feeding trough, and eat. Sometimes constantly, they would walk up with their buddies. They would walk up alone, and they would go and they would eat and be sustained, and then carry on walking through the fields, whatever they did. But the interesting thing is, that's exactly what God wants us to do with him. He wants us to go to him. To go to him as often as we need, to chew over the word, to digest it, to go back, chew it over again, chew the cud. We say this all the time. And I love it. And I have, Alex has a scripture that Jesus later says in John chapter 6, verse 35. Then Jesus declared, "I am the bread of life, and he who comes to me will never go hungry. He who believes in me will never be thirsty." This goes right back to the birth story. There was a reason he was laid in a manger. And sometimes we overlook that very, very simple fact. I also love the manger that it is not offensive. The manger is approachable. Everybody can go to a manger. Everybody can go there. Jesus was the king. He could have been born anywhere. And I think it would be hard for us to relate if he was born in a palace, surrounded by gold and servants. But instead, he's born in a manger. And there's humility there. And it's approachable. And it's a place that we can all go and not feel any shame. And I think, again, it just comes back to the hope and the beauty of what Jesus is and stands for in our lives, that he is so approachable, and he so wants to feed us and sustain us and strengthen us. The other part of the story of Jesus' birth I love as well is about the shepherds. Shepherds are the first ones to visit Jesus as a baby, and it always strikes me that back in that time, the shepherds were looked down upon. They were outcasts. So they were not people that would go to the synagogue. They would not be able to adhere to all the Jewish traditions because their job meant that they were in the fields tending the flock. So they were outcasts. They were despised, Nobody wanted a shepherd to come sit at the table and eat with them. And I just love, they are the first people to welcome Jesus. Again, reinforcing and reminding us that Jesus came for the outcasts. He came for everybody that people in society push aside. He came for all of us. He came laying in a manger so we could all approach him. He came so he could feed us. He came that we would have life and have life more abundantly and life everlasting. And it's a story we know so well. Mary and Joseph. And baby Jesus. It chokes me up because I was an outcast. I was hungry. And this baby was laid there for me. And this baby was laid there for you. And the good news that is that at Christmas, all of us can approach the throne of God. All of us can embrace this story without knowing the end. We all know the end of what happens, and we love to say that Jesus died for us, and he did. But the beauty and the hope in why and how he was born for us needs to live inside us, because that hope never goes away. That hope is here today. That hope is here tomorrow. And there is a purpose for all of us. And that purpose sometimes is to share this hope with those inside these doors, outside the church, and the people that we know. And we've all been praying for this service this evening. And we've all been praying for every one of you that would come into these doors, that we could share this message of hope, that we could read these scriptures and sing these songs and just remind you how loved you are, how cherished you are, and how God wants you to approach him daily, to come up to the feeding trough, to walk away, to come up as often as you need, and cast all your cares on him. And I always go back to the verse, Jeremiah 29:11, which I know most of you probably know by heart. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. And God is here today to tell you and remind you there is a hope for you today, there is a future for you today, and there are plans that none of us can conceive. I'm going to pray for all of us real quick, and then I'm just going to encourage everyone or anyone that wants prayer this evening. There are church members here who would love to pray for you. And I would take this opportunity to get that prayer, approach the Lord, and cast your cares on him. So Lord, we thank you so much for your word. We thank you, Lord, so much for the message of the birth of Christ and the hope that you give us in knowing that you were laid in a manger, that the people that first came to welcome you into this world, Lord, were outcasts, that everybody else despised. We thank you, Lord, that you can remind us how loved and how cherished we are, Lord. And Lord, that no matter the season, Lord, that you are always here, that your word never changes, that you are steadfast. And Lord, we just ask that your presence would go with us this evening, go with us through the rest of this year, go with us into next year, Lord, and just help us, Lord, remember that our hope doesn't die. Lord, that we would be able to plant seeds in those around us and share with them the love of Christ. Lord, share with them the hope that we have inside of us. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen.